Okay, so our topic today, and hopefully you have the Marmokomos by email. If not, you could see it on the screen. Otherwise, we'll just follow along. Our topic is the third aspect, the third dimension of Yerushalayim in this series. Emir Tzashem, this week it's Yom Yerushalayim, so it's a very good time to prepare for this. And so we're thinking about what our connection is to Yerushalayim and how our connection to Hashem is informed by this. So there is a famous tradition as to how Yerushalayim received its name. And that's going to be our focus today. How did Yerushalayim receive its name? And based on that, to think about what is our path in developing our connection, our avoda to Hashem, with a focus on an incredible, absolutely incredible, amazing teaching of the Sfas Emes, which relates to Yom Yerushalayim and to Shavuos and to the theme that we're trying to develop. So our first source is this medrash that you have in the Bereishis Rabbah, in Parshas Vayera, in Parsha Nun Vav, where the medrash tells us, Avraham kara oso yireh. Avraham called this place, what's this place? It's Yerushalayim. Avraham called it Yireh. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Avraham Shem Hamakomahu Hashem Yireh. Hashem Yireh. Shem Kara Oso Shalem. Shem called it Shalem. Shenemar Umalkitzedek Melech Shalem. Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, said Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im Kore Ani Oso Yireh, if I call this place Yireh, Kishim Shekara Oso Avram, just like Avram called it at the Akedah, then Shem, who was an Adam Tzadik, a righteous person, Misraim, he will have a taina, he will have a complaint. Vim kore ani oso shalem, if I call it shalem, then Avram, who was an Adam Tzadik, he will be Misraim. Ela hareini kore oso Yerushalayim. I'm going to call it Yerushalayim. Kamo shekro'o shnehem. Yireh shalem Yerushalayim. We're going to call this place Yireh Shalem as a composite, and that's going to be Yerushalayim. That's what we're going to call it. Okay. So my question is, what is the meaning of this designation of calling it Yerushalayim? What do we take for the fact that it is a synthesis of Yireh and Shalem? Oh. So to do this, to appreciate this, let's look at two different perspectives. You have a black text source, and then you have a blue set of marmokomos, and then you have a red one. So this black marmokom, this one that's printed in black in the second spot here, this is a Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. A different aspect of Yiddishkeit, but we're going to try to bring it together. Amru, they said, Kol mi shelo ra'a simchas beis ha-shoeva, lo ra'a simcha miyamav. Anybody who did not see the simchas beis ha-shoeva, the celebration of the drawing of the water on Sukkos, lo ra'a simcha miyamav, never saw joy in his life. Where did the Simchas Beis HaShoeva take place? It took place in the Beis HaMikdash, in the heart of Yerushalayim. And there was, the Mishnah describes, there was acrobatics, and there was juggling, and there were huge lights, and a celebration. It was amazing. And there was so much joy that was the pinnacle, the epitome of joy. This Mishnah is telling us that if you want to think about a makom, a place of joy, you need to go to the Beis HaMikdash. You need to go to Yerushalayim. There's another medrash, and this is an Eicha in the Medrash Zuta here in the second, in Markum number 3. It's also in the black text, so we can follow along easier. Our Rabbi Shub ben Levi said, Miyom Shacharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, V'charva Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim was destroyed, Ein Simcha, kiviyachol. There is no simcha before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, ad sheyibana beis hamikdash v'Yerushalayim, until the beis hamikdash and Yerushalayim are rebuilt, v'yachzur Yisrael b'soch, and the Jewish people will return into it. Shenemar v'galosi v'Yerushalayim v'sasti b'ami v'lo yishama ba'od kol bechi v'kol tza'aka. In Yeshaya Samach Hei Yutes. Let me just check that pasuk. I think I may have mispronounced the first word. This is in the Nevuahs of the Nechama, all the way at the end of Yeshaya. V'galti b'Yerushalayim v'sasti v'ami v'lo yishama ba'od kol bechi v'kol tza'aka. And rather, people are going to live there, and it's going to be wonderful. They're going to be forgetting all the sorrows. It's going to be great. Hashem says, I'm going to rejoice. Because Yerushalayim is a makom, is a place of simcha, of happiness, of gladness. It's a makom of avoda. That's where we do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know, Ivdu es Hashem, besimcha. So Yerushalayim is associated with gladness, with simcha. That's on the one hand. And yet, on the other hand, we have a very different association, a very different connection to Yerushalayim. What does the pasuk tell us? Es shabsos haitishmoru u'mikdashi tira'u. There is a requirement for mora mikdash, for awe. Yira, which could also be understood as fear. So if you look at Achrimos, we had this a couple of weeks ago in the Sifsei Chacham, you see now source Mar Malkam number 4 in the blue text. V'yish Lomar, this is from the Sifsei Chacham, the super commentary on Rashi, in Parashas Kedoshim. V'yish Lomar, keva dechsev yira gabi mikdash hava minashu doche Shabbos she'im bo ela shmira ba'alma mishum hochi ksev ani Hashem. What does the pasuk say? Why does it have to emphasize? Shabsos haTishmor Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem. What's that chiddush that you can't build a base of Mikdash on Shabbos? Says the Sifsei Chachamim, because Shabbos, you have a geder, you have a formulation of shmira, you observe, you guard, you watch Shabbos. But the base of Mikdash, Yerushalayim, the makom of the Shechina, that is a makom of yira. And yira, that trepidation, that awe, I would have thought should supersede Shabbos. Kamash malon, not so. This element of yira, of mora, of awe, which takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, has practical ramifications. So, for example, you can't do things in the Beis HaMikdash which are disrespectful of the Kedusha of the Makom. So much so, you're not allowed even to make the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut, because that's treading on the awe, the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash. And many of these halachos filter down to the halachos that relate to a Mikdash Ma'at, to a mini Beis HaMikdash, to a shul. That's why you can't make a shul into a shortcut. That's why there's discussion achronim about spitting in a shul, etc. This is all rooted in the idea that there is a strong, very strong element of yira, of fear, of trepidation in the Mikdash. So much so that here in source number 5, Amar Rava, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin, Ein Esei Docha Es Lo Sasei Sheba Mikdash. Usually, when you have a conflict between two commandments, one of them is a positive commandment. So, for example, if you're wearing, we don't have this today, but let's say you were wearing a linen four-cornered garment, so that would be a positive commandment. And then you have a negative commandment, a restriction against wearing shatnez, a mixture of wool and linen, and you had wool, tcheles, blue-dyed strings to put on your garment. So, strictly speaking, in the times of the Gemara, there is a discussion, what would you do in that case? And the answer is, you would put the tzitzis on the garment, even though it creates shatness. Why? Because asei, a positive commandment, is docha alos asei. Beautiful. There are many exceptions to this. For example, if you have alos asei sheish bokares, or a multiple lavin, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Yavamas, other places. Okay, but that's generally the standard rule. But not here. Not in this Gemara in Zvachim in Daf Tzadi Zayin, because Rava's telling us not in the Beis HaMikdash. So why should that be? So Rav Shechter Shlita, I've heard this from him a few times, he said the Pshat in this Gemara is based on a Ramban. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Chumash, on the Aseres HaDibros, explains that the mitzvos asei that we do, the positive commandments that we do, are rooted in our sense of love, of reaching out, of feeling connected, of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a proactive way. So we reach out to build that connection through ahava, through actions that nurture our connection. So that's our connection through love. Those are the positive commandments. And the things that we do that step back, that keep us at a distance, that are cautionary, those are the mitzvos lo sasei. So usually, in general, ahava, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is predominantly one of love. But on the other hand, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we have an added measure of his Mikdash Tiro, and therefore the Yira, the fear, the trepidation which exists in the Beis HaMikdash, that's at a higher level, and that trumps the Ahava that we would have felt otherwise. So now, I understand why. Aseh is not docha los aseh sheba mikdash. Usually, when you have a confrontation between a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah los aseh, the aseh is coming from ava, so it's going to supersede the yira, but not in the base of mikdash, where the yira is superseding the ava. So now, I'm in a little bit of a quandary. I'm trying to understand, how do I realize this tension as it relates to the Makom HaMikdash? Because in the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara and the Medrash Zuta in Eicha, in the black printed sources you see, we have a heavy emphasis that the real Makom of Simcha, of joy, of gladness, which of course is correlated with Ava, is in Yerushalayim, is the Beis HaMikdash. Who lived, like if you go today, even in the upper part, like the Bayit HaSaruf, you take a tour there, who lived in that area of Israel, who lived in the confines of Yerushalayim? The Kohanim. The Kohanim are the people of love. Hamavorech Esamo Yisrael Be'ava. The Kohanim, they are the people who you most associate with Yerushalayim and the Avodah and the Mikdash. The Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. The Kohanim who are Molei Simcha. And yet Yerushalayim is a Makom of Yira. The Beis HaMikdash is a Makom of Yira. Mikdash Yitiro. So how do we resolve this tension? So perhaps we're going to appreciate this. We're going to get a beautiful insight from this phenomenal, incredible, beautiful Sfas Emes. The Halakha Sfas Emes, this is on Shavuos. You see it here in the red at the bottom, brings it all together. And it helps us prepare for Shavuos, but also understand Yerushalayim and everything we're trying to accomplish. Vaidabra Elohim is called Tvorma Ela Lemor Anochi. Says the Halakha Sfas Emes, Rabbi Arye Leib of Gur. Ki ikar haTorah, the main aspect of Torah, hu liros b'chol davar ki anochi Hashem Elokecha, is to see in every aspect of life, in every circumstances, in every experience, that anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. To see God everywhere, to feel God everywhere, to experience God everywhere. It doesn't mean to understand God. I don't understand why the technology is not working this morning and you can't see me. But if I'm standing before God, what my reaction is going to be, how I deal with that situation, with the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, that this challenge, maybe it's coming directly from Hashem, maybe it's just my faulty use of technology, but the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this moment, seeing God as an ongoing presence in my life, that's an opportunity that we have through Torah. The goal of Torah is to see this experience right now of learning together, of teaching together, of dealing with the technological problems. That's all Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Everything is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. V'lachein, HaTorah Milashon Ora. Torah, which literally means, comes from the word to guide, also is related to the word Ora, which is to enlighten, to have this capability to see, umi lashon yira, and from the language of yira, tichsiv yiras Hashem hi chachma. Yiras Hashem, the fear of God, that is wisdom. So Torah is both ora, the vav, resh, hey, there's light, but there's also yira, as the pasuk says, yiras Hashem hi chachma. So what is that yira? What does it mean? Yiras Hashem hi chachma, trepidation, fear of God is wisdom? He says, no, that's not the pshat. Ki ikar hayira, the main yira is not the way we translate it loosely as fear or trepidation. Rather, it's kishiroin ha'emes, when we see the truth, al yedei ha'torah, through the prism of the Torah, through the window, that light. Eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu manig u'mashgiach al ha'kol u'mechayim ha'avek kol, through how God is related and connected and is directly providentially involved in everything, and it God is giving everything life. Umahava kol memela chal yira amitis miroma musakel. Then what happens? We have a sense of yira amitis, true yira. Not fear, but yira amitis, what? Miromimus kel, from the awesomeness of God. We usually associate yira, fear, with I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of punishment. I'm afraid of the consequence. I'm afraid of that feeling that's going to come after I disappoint. I'm afraid of. Says the Sfas Emes, when we talk about yira, fear, from the word yireh, from seeing, it's not feeling afraid of, but it's the sense of overwhelming awe, of feeling just overwhelmed by the greatness, the awesomeness. V'zeu hayira hashleima. We're going to come back to this word shlema. This is the full yira. Yira hashlema. What does that mean? He explains. He says, v'lachem amru, therefore they said, there are two kinds of yira. One is kol sheyiras cheto kodemes l'chachmaso chachmaso miskayemes. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that if you want your chachma, your knowledge, your wisdom to sustain, to be permanent, lehiskayem, then you have to have a precursor of yiras chet, of fear of sin. It says vahalo ksiv hein yiras Hashem hi chachma, but that doesn't make sense because we know we said that yiras Hashem is chachma. So how could yiras shemayim, the awe, the fear of Hashem, be the precursor to chachma and be chachma itself? Avol, says the Sfas Emes, this is the answer. Is yira v'is yira. There's yira, there's fear, and there's yira, there's awe. Yiras chet, the fear of sin, hi mikoach hachesron. It emanates from a lack of something that's deficient, v'shiflus ha'adam, and the low state of a person. This is maybe what Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, would call the aspect of Yirash, of our Avodas Hashem, which is Avoda, of Avodim Lamakom, that we're afraid of the punishment. We're not so motivated, we're not so inspired, but we're afraid if we don't do this, well, what's going to happen to us? But that's coming at it from a very negative perspective, from a perspective of lack, of chesron, what he calls it. But through wisdom, through Torah, through the way that we look at the world through a spiritual lens, zochin liyiras haromamus, to that overwhelming sense of awe, of being just like to our breath taken away, of how incredible it is. And that's actually very beautiful. It's not scary at all. It's noble. It's like that elevated, lofty feeling. That's why it's called Romamus. It's up, Laharim. Vihi yira mitoch hashlemus. And that is yira. It's awe out of a sense of wholeness, of fulfillness, of being complete. V'lo mitocha chesron. As it says in the pasuk, we say it in benching every time. Ki ein machzor liyirei of daika. Because the true people are yirei Hashem. The people of yiras haromos. We're on that highest level that we tap into sometimes. Then ein machzor. There is nothing lacking. There is nothing chaser. Says the Sfas Emes, now this is the key line for us, after we understood everything. V'zu ha'yira ha'isa b'Yerushalayim o'beis ha'mikdash. And this is the kind of yira that we talk about when we reflect on Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Tichsiv, as it says, shalosh pa'amim bashana yira. Three times a year, yira. Yire, yeroe, yeroe, yire. We come to see, we come to be seen, but that same word, that three times a year we come up, yeroe, we are seen, yire. This is a discussion on a different topic in the Gemara and Chagiga about how to put these two together, to see and be seen, halachically, hashkafically. But the point is that seeing and being seen in Yerushalayim, it's the same word as yirah, as fear. She'al yedei ha-ri'iyah, that we come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu chal ha-yirah. We have a sense of awe, not yiras ha-onesh, not the yirah, oh my gosh, the presence of God is in the world, and there's something fearful. When we really see who kiviyachol, and what kiviyachol, and the essence, so to speak, of Hashem, the presence of God, we're not afraid, because we don't get the image of an old man with a lightning bolt. We see the presence of Hashem as the source of light and life and everything good in the world. The closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can achieve that highest level of Yiras Haromimus. The more we see, the more we have awe, not fear. That's why Yerushalayim is called Yira Mitoch HaShleimus. So now we can go back to that first Bereishis Rabba in the green print. Avram calls it Yira, Shem calls it Sholem. We're going to call it Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim, it's not a stira to have Simcha and to have Yira. Because the Simcha of Yerushalayim, it's not in contrast to the Yira. There are now two Yiras. There's the basic Yira, which is the Yira Tata, the fear of punishment, of retribution, of consequences. And that, what is that? What's the affect of that? What does that generate? That generates the fight or flight mechanism. That generates that we're sweating, that we're in retreat, that we're feeling lacking. But that's not the Yira that Avram Avinu spoke about. That's not the Yira that we're talking about. Because that Yira really is in somewhat of a contradiction to the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Simcha of the Avoda, the Simcha of the Kohanim. What does it mean that you could have simultaneous Yira and Ava on the highest level? Of course you can have simultaneous level of Yira and Ava on the lower levels as well. You are mixing together the feeling of fright, of distance, with the feeling of gladness, of Simcha. But then what we're saying now is that Yerushalayim is actually not just two Yiras that are opposite, that we have to figure out how they coexist. Rather, it's a synthesis at a higher level. We start, perhaps, maybe even if you think about it as a step going up to Yerushalayim, we start with Yiras Ha'onesh. We have to do what's right, because otherwise we're going to face the consequences. We'll face the music. But then after we start doing what's right and we have that appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have such an Ava, we have such a love. But when we get to that place of Simcha, of seeing Hashem, of being close to Hashem, it takes us to an even higher level where we're just standing back in awe. Because we realize that closeness to something that is so overwhelming, something so incredible, we can't just be in a place of love. When we get to Har Sinai, there also have to be barriers. Because you can imagine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe multiple times, Hagbel HaSahar, put barriers around the mountain. The same way that we have barriers around the Mishkan and barriers around the Beis HaMikdash and walls around Yerushalayim. Because when there is a Makom of Shechina, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, Kiryachal, and gives us a hug, we just want to run to Him. But then We have to remember, as Rav Soloveitchik explains in several places, and the Rambam alludes to this in Hilchos Historia Torah, that there is then a movement of recoil, of putting up a fence, saying, stop, not so fast. Realize, you're not just buddies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. He's everything. He's the source of all light. Wow. You just stand back. So Yerushalayim is the makom of Yira, of fear, but Yira of Shlemus, of Yireh Shalem, which has a totally different affect, a different feeling. Yira Tata has the feeling of trepidation, of nervousness. Yira Ilah, the higher level, Yira Seromimus, that has the affect of being inspired. That's why the whole cycle, many explain, the whole cycle of the Shemitah ends with Hakel, that people come to Yerushalayim to be inspired to go back to the regular everyday life. That's why we go three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to be in that environment, because it's a place of inspiration, not a place of trepidation. It's a place of Yiras Haromimus. When we think about our avoda, says the Sfas Emes, even if we're not in Yerushalayim, we can connect to this aspect of Yerushalayim, that our avoda Hashem, yes, there needs to be an element of Yira Tata that's there for a reason, to keep us on the straight and narrow. And yes, we want to feel that feeling of simcha, of joyousness, of gladness, of happiness. But ultimately, where does Yerushalayim take us? It takes us to this highest level. And what's that? It's the Yiras Haromimus. It's the feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and we are a part of that. We have the chance to see it through Torah. So as we prepare for Yerushalayim, for Yom Yerushalayim, as we prepare for Shavuos, we realize, says the Sfas Emes, that this is our portable, so to speak, connection to Yerushalayim, is the Torah of Yiras Haromimus, of feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. And the more that we have that feeling of connection and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we have that Yiras Haromimus, that highest level of Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma. That's the ultimate Chachma, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that everything comes back to this. At the end of the day, it's all about this, about realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, is our whole life, and everything that we do is connected to Him. Even in this difficult time, during a pandemic, during a crisis, it is still Einod Movado, it's still Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And thinking about how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this time, that's the fulfillment of the Yiras Haromimus. Halavai, this should give us chizuk. Thanks everybody for joining.